So the Berk Test Mishnah Gimel. Nimsa Roisha b'makom echad v'gufa b'makom acher. Now this is not dealing with the halachas of measuring, because the next Mishnah is going to talk about that. Rather, the Rav says, we're dealing with the halachas of a meis mitzvah, that if a dead body is found, the halach of a meis mitzvah is that if there's no relatives or somebody to take care of this person, and nobody knows who it is, so meis mitzvah is kana makomo. The makom that the meis mitzvah is, that's the place that it's buried. And the Mishnah here is going to deal with if there are different parts of the body in different places. Nimtza rosh makom echad v'gufa makom acher. If they find the head in one place, but the rest of the body in a different place. Molichin harosh etzel haguf. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that we assume that the place where the mace really died was the place where the body is, and the head just rolled to a different place, as the Gemara says. Rabbi Kiva omer haguf etzel harosh. However, Rabbi Kiva says that we go after the head, and we assume that wherever the head is, that's where he died, and then the body just moved away from the head. As we know, there's a mifacheses, that even after something like this would happen, the body would still be shaking before it comes to an end. It's a shail of while it's shaking, is that considered alive? Mifacheses are yikichai or not? But regardless, the body does move and shake, and therefore, Rabbi Akiva says we go after wherever the head is, that's where everything is buried. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, as it usually is, when there's a machlokes between him and his contemporaries.